It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 19th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Elvis sang a song that goes a little less conversation, a little more action. And there's been a lot of talk about the tech world's pipeline problem as it relates to diversity. Well, now companies are trying to figure out how to solve it. This week, Facebook adopted part of the NFL playbook called the Rooney Rule. It helped the organization hire nearly 20% more African-American coaches in short order. Adrian LaFrance is senior technology editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Adrian.
Hi.
Adrian, what is the Rooney Rule and how can it be applied at Facebook or a Silicon Valley company?
So the Rooney Rule refers to Dan Rooney, one of the owners of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and his approach to hiring, which was to be sure to give minority candidates the opportunity to be considered for jobs. In, particularly with the NFL, this meant giving African-Americans, sort of getting them into the pipeline for top coaching jobs. And the Rooney Rule is credited with really changing the racial balance in professional coaching.
Aha. Uh-huh. There are a lot of reasons why the tech industry isn't very diverse, right? But this is about bias. What are some ways that bias creeps into hiring practices?
So in the tech industry, there's been a big push, particularly in the last year, to try to get more diverse candidates. And so I think applying the Rooney Rule is really sort of a way of turning what many tech companies have professed to be a value, that they need more diversity, into an action item.
Is it going to work?
I don't know. I mean, it remains to be seen. It certainly seems like it's worth trying.
Is there something about the speed in which these companies grow that has an impact on this problem?
I think I understand what you're asking, and it's a fair question because it's such a big problem that it requires a good deal of concentrated thought and effort to solve. And so when you're looking at a company or companies in the tech industry that are trying to grow quickly, that level of thought can get squeezed out. So yeah, I think the speed squeezes out thoughtfulness in a way that you have to find leadership where people are going to pause and say, we need to hire diverse candidates. And how do we go about doing that? And that is as much a priority as growing quickly, because it's part of growing quickly in many cases.
Adrian LaFrance is senior technology editor at The Atlantic. Adrian, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Already this week, the FCC pointed a $100 million fine at AT&T for limiting speeds of users who were paying for unlimited data on their phones. Now, the Federal Communications Commission says low-income families should be able to use the Lifeline program to get a monthly stipend for standalone broadband internet. The stipend is $10 a month, and the move represents the government's belief that access to internet, not just phone service, is a key part of economic opportunity in the U.S. Marketplace Tech is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. To keep our coverage strong and relevant, think about making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift, in any amount, counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. You can donate at marketplace.org by June 30th. He seems like a paragon of self-deprecation when it comes to being tech-savvy, but Simon Doonan, the creative ambassador at large for luxury department store Barney's New York, is an expert in wearables, that's for sure. This week, he's our Silicon Valley guest. Simon, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm totally ready. I'm okay. Jacked. I'm ready to go.
Okay. All the tweets.
4 billion.
This was sort of a tricky number. It's Snapchat's CEO, Evan Spiegel, deleted all of his tweets this week. This is part of a campaign he's on to explain to people the benefits of Snapchat and other social media that disappears. Are you a Snap? Do you Snapchat?
No, because I'm old and I'm a Luddite and I'm extremely feral.
All right. What do you have for me?
The secret number, which I have, is the number 4.
For what?
Emoji.
For floral emoji were added for the summer season.
A little too horticultural, I'm afraid. This week, an online banking service in the UK announced that users would be able to switch from a four-digit to a four-emoji passcode to access their accounts.
Can we talk about what our four emoji passwords might be?
I always think with emojis, they should be completely meaningless and random. Like, I love the Easter Island head.
Yes.
The baby's bottle. The lady in the Spanish dress. And then maybe the hospital, just to add a little bit of edge.
All right, I got something for you. Are you ready? One watch.
Because that's how many they sold in Hungary this week.
This is actually something different. An online user posted a photo this week of a Casio F91W digital watch. They lost it in their parents' yard 20 years ago, and it's still on. They found it recently in the dirt. It's running about 7 minutes behind.
See, planned obsolescence. It's in everything. How many years in the dirt?
20. That's pretty good,
imagine
right?
Imagine if you were lying in the dirt for 20 years, what kind of state you'd be in.
I would definitely
be 7 minutes behind.
I would be more than 7 minutes behind. All right, what do you got for me?
The fifth installment.
The fifth installment of some show about computers?
To promote the fifth installment of the Terminator franchise. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger will lend his voice to directions app Waze.
Arnold, do you want that?
Yeah, I do. It's really fun. Jonathan and I, when we drive out to the beach and we put on the thingy, what's it called?
The Garmin or the Google Map, yeah.
And the lady speaks to you and you can shriek at her. It would be so
maybe Siri.
Fun
yeah.
to yell at Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Simon Doonan is the creative ambassador at large for Barney's New York. He's also the author of The Asylum, True Tales of Madness from a Life in Fashion. Simon, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We play Silicon Tally on Twitter now, and you should check out our game online. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.